Earth,
we have business.
Then us. He's the opening act for us.
Sure.
He does it three times. Just make sure he gets it right. And then the Razorback basketball team will be on the court. And if you want to get tickets, of course, they are available. For a lot of people, they will not make the drive up to Northwest Arkansas this year. And basketball tickets are a little tougher to come by than football tickets are in many cases because there's not 72,000 of them.
Yeah.
The check out Bobby Portis. I saw him and Qualls were talking about yesterday. It sounded like Bobby was putting his foot down, at least verbally. So hopefully they show it on the court this weekend as they take on Dayton, because if they lose a couple more before that game, it's not going to seem that intriguing. The fastest 40 minutes returns to Verizon Arena. 7:30, Southeast Missouri State, December 20th. For tickets, call Ticketmaster, 1-800-745-3000 or Ticketmaster.com. Clint Sterner's here. If you want to talk football, now is the time. I want to talk some Razorbacks and Texas Longhorns, and I want to talk a little NFL as well. I saw today Stephen Jones said that they are committed long-term to Jason Garrett. He says, I think Jason has grown by leaps and bounds. We are so comfortable, you know. Comfortable can be a bad word. You want to be on edge, too, but I think Jason is the right guy for this job. What do you say there?
I like him. I like him a lot. I mean, I think he's swallowed his ego and pride, I mean, which I don't think he ever really had a problem with, but I know as an outsider looking in, generally speaking, a lot of people probably thought he did, and he was going to do it his way, and he was going to call the plays, and he was going to be the head coach and really have his hands in every aspect of the team. And it seems like he's taking that back seat, man, giving up a little bit of control and let those guys, you know, let the OC be the OC and the same on the defensive side of the football. So made the right changes. When a head coach makes the right changes, much like Bielema did with the defensive coordinator this year, boy, they sure look good.
Well, how about that?
How about it?
That is such a great story. That's amazing. Who would have ever thought that you could have turned that group into this group? Not many people.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. It's amazing what they've done on the defensive side of the football. I mean, a little bit of offensive improvement, you'd have won a couple more football games against some big time opponents. But you know, we look forward to that improvement next year. Clearly,
other NFL games of note this weekend. We had a good one last night. Really turned out to be a big win for the Arizona Cardinals, who stay in control of the NFC, which is remarkable. 11
loved head coach's comments in the press conference.
Yeah, we didn't get the good ones afterwards.
Said we got 11-3 football team, and y'all want to talk about one that's 8-8 every year. Clearly talking about the Cowboys. Clearly talking about the Cowboys.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the Rams. I guess they're not even 8-8 every year.
No, he was talking about the defense of the Rams. He was talking about, you know, we got a great defense, blah, blah, blah. And you want to talk about, he said the best defense was in red and white, you know, and then he went on and said, talking about an 8-8 football team. I'm pretty sure he's talking about the Cowboys.
Stanton's
the Rams ain't even been
8-8
right? every year.
What's the status on Drew Stanton? Has anybody heard?
Done.
He's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an ACL or whatever. Yeah, he's done.
Suit him up, Chief.
Suit him up, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm in shape, son. I'm ready. I can spin it. I can definitely be a third stringer, bro. No sweat.
Well, you don't have to be a third string. He's going to be the starter now.
They weren't asking him to throw the ball more than like 3 yards last night. It was good enough to win. Their defense is good enough to
win. Yeah, their
defense
is solid.
So other games to take note of this weekend, Green Bay is trying to keep pace and get their 11th win this weekend. They have never won in Buffalo, which is amazing.
I'm going to predict they're going to win this week. I don't know that I've ever seen a quarterback playing at the level that Aaron Rodgers is playing at. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Me neither.
Ever.
I'll be out watching
Did
it.
Did you hear what Belichick said? I'm surprised you didn't bring this up and play Belichick's
comments.
Comments.
What did he say?
Oh, he just said he doesn't have a weakness. This was before their game, though.
Aaron Rodgers. That's good. He's buttering him up. Like Pat said, he just set him up for the Super Bowl.
Well, there's no weaknesses, but I mean, just the I mean, he throws ball. He throws. I mean, every throw he makes is on the money. I mean, it's sick, man. Whether he's in the pocket, whether he's rolling out, whether he's off his back foot, it doesn't matter. He's just
well, and then he runs for you know, just when you think you got everything, he'll run you for 10 yards and.
To move around, and I mean, it's just sick, man. I mean, what he's doing, and those guys around him—he's surrounded by a great cast of characters, man. I mean, Jordy Nelson clearly's, you know, top three or four in the league right now. Cobb is as good a slot possession guy as you're going to find.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, then they bring in the number one receiver in the NCAA last year, and he's contributing in a big
way. He's doing big things. So. Yep. You know, and then they got a couple of tight ends that can play, but it's just a great mix, and they're going to be tough to beat, man. They are going to be tough to beat.
Johnny Manziel gets his first start. It'll be at home against Cincinnati, and despite what the head coach of Cincinnati has said, Johnny Manziel is a full-grown person. Thoughts on this matchup? You're excited like everybody else sounds like, and even his head coach is excited to see him perform.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think you know, Cincinnati's a very good football team, but they're a team that's always beatable. I think every game of the year they're on pins and needles worried about losing, whereas you got, you know, teams like New England and Denver, you know, there's three or four games a year where they go, hey, we pretty much got this one in the bag. We just got to show up. I think Cincinnati's a team that they've got to go out every week and work to win. And so, in turn, Cleveland's going to be there if they can make more plays than A.J. Green can, really. I mean, that's who I went and saw the Texans play when Mallett got hurt. And there was, because of his injury, he missed a couple of big throws. And there was holes in the defense where Texans could have put some serious pressure on Cincinnati, Andy Dalton, and A.J. Green. But you know, that guy's just going to make plays. Man, there's going to be, you know, 30 to 40% of the third downs are going to go to him. And he's going to flat make a play on a ball that you know, your average receiver in the NFL is not going to make. He's going to make a touchdown catch that's just sick, that he's not supposed to make. He's very, very hard to defend. And if the other guys can just support him a little bit, it's going to be tough for Cleveland to win that game. But I'm looking forward to it. Very rarely do I look forward to a Cleveland-Cincinnati game.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm looking forward to it this week.
It's the CBS game this weekend here in our market, unfortunately. Or the Fox game this weekend.
It's funny, Acre, how these guys with Johnny Manziel, you know, they bag him, they kill him, they just run him in the mud and talk about, you know, all the stuff. And then all of a sudden he's named the starter, and it's on every commercial. It's on every,
yeah.
You know, it's every.
Yeah, well, their ticket sales went up 42% or something this week from
that.
Wow. So, yeah, unfortunately, the Green Bay game, so I'll have to go somewhere and find it, but that's okay. There's lots of places to watch it. Miami is at New England this weekend, and Miami's been solid this year. Your buddy, Pat Gronkowski's 3 yards away from 1,000 yards receiving this year.
When was the last time a tight end has done that? Has been
in New England, probably last year.
Yeah.
When was the last time a tight end did that without a complimentary receiver I can even name?
You know what's amazing? Gronkowski's 3 yards away from being a 1,000-yard receiver, and Aaron Hernandez is 3 murders away from being a free man.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
How about that?
That's no doubt.
They have a lot in common.
No doubt.
There's probably more they're going to dig up on Hernandez, too.
Dig up, no pun intended.
Hey, did you see
Belichick
may have to testify?
Well, what they need to do is dig up some stuff on Urban Meyer. The string of criminals that he's got coming out of Florida in his time there makes me feel sorry for Muschamp.
Can you imagine? I mean, you had Tim Tebow, who was, I mean, did he ever touch the ground when he walked? I mean, I think he was that holy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Urban Meyer, who's like, probably has the deepest, darkest, dirtiest secrets of anybody out there.
Well, that's why his heart was giving him problems.
That's right.
He had a lot to stress about. Denver's at San Diego this weekend, and San Diego continues to disappoint, as always. Kind of like Matthew Stafford, Pigskin, right?
Right, because they're quarterback, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pigskin hates Matthew Stafford.
Really?
Yes, he's very frustrated by him. Detroit hosts Minnesota in a game that could be relevant if Detroit wins and Green Bay loses. Then it becomes interesting because I think they play the last game of the regular season. So that could be pretty entertaining if it means something at that point. San Francisco's at Seattle, maybe the most disappointing team this year, San Francisco. And Seattle,
Chicago's pretty bad, but go ahead.
True. I thought Seattle was going to move into a spot tie for the lead in their conference, or in their division rather, but with the Arizona win yesterday, the Cardinals are still holding on there.
There's going to be a really good football team get left out, man. Think about it. That division, that NFC, was it NFC West, I guess, back 5 years ago, there were teams getting in at 8-8.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's pissed off because that
Seattle got in as less than 500.
Yeah, remember that? And now all of a sudden, you've got them at 11-3. You got Seattle, you know, I don't know what their record
Seattle's
is.
Seattle's
9-4.
San Francisco 7-6.
And they're going to bump. Somebody's going to get bumped, either Dallas or if somebody's gonna get bumped out of that bunch. I can't remember who Dallas was the first team out, but I can't think of who the second team was in the NFC.
That's critical.
That
these last couple. That's,
I mean,
fun though.
It's sick, man. I mean, it's like
Dallas and Philly this weekend in Philly. You think Dallas bounces back on
Detroit's 9-4?
No chance.
Yeah, Detroit's 9-4. You don't think they bounce back this week? They lose.
Yeah, I think they lose.
It seems too obvious to me.
It's tough to win in Philly.
You don't think they can make that many adjustments in 2 weeks after getting smashed at home on Thanksgiving?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't think they can make those. I mean, Philly just made it look way too easy, and then Dallas in turn. You know, Dallas can't. They can't get into a shootout, in my opinion. I mean, that they can't get into a shootout by choice. You know, if it just happens that way, and Romo hits a couple of big ones because everybody's crowding the line trying to stop the run, and Romo hits a couple of big ones, and it turns into a shootout because Dallas led the way and turned it into a shootout, then that's possible. But when they go into a game and know they're going to throw it 40 or 50 times to win, I just don't think – I think that's a losing formula for Dallas, because their approach is at that point, well, we got to go score 50 instead of, okay, we got to play great defense and we got to run the football to kill the clock, you know. Their approach is totally different at that point in time. And I think it just – Romo proved too many times against good quality talent opponents that he's not capable of doing that. Not consistently. You know, not consistently. It may happen one game, but just consistently it's not going to happen.
10:50, come back and wrap up with Clint Stern of the Pigskins here and biding his time.
Oh, I want to ask him when we get back about some of the hogs on the team now, maybe going early into the NFL draft.
Good point. We'll do that. Coming up to the Zone. Fury Electric Studio. Tonight, the Big Buzz Christmas party.
Sweating
some of us
boys.
May not be here on Monday, depending on how we act tonight.
We got a Christmas party tonight?
I got a,
got a Christmas party tonight? I didn't get invited, man.
We got a pretty small group of folks who are going to be there because a lot of them are going to the Garth concert tonight.
Yeah.
I do have a list of ways to hook up with someone at your Christmas party if you're interested.
Look out, Matthew.
Matty T's got that look in his eye tonight.
Is Drew Mitchell going to be there?
I think between you, Pat, and a bottle of Jaeger, just about anything could happen tonight.